Now, it's back to the news.
A bit of light relief now with some sporting items, although they are thin on the ground given the virtual prohibition on all but professional sport. There's recognition for an athletics coach and netball stalwart, and sadly, the obituary of Hayden Morris, the first director of sport at the University of East Anglia and a great sportsman in his own right. We said there was little grassroots sport, but there is unusually news of a football league for those seeking to lose weight. However, pride of place must go to news of Norwich City Football Club. Before last weekend's football fixture, there was a review of the next few weeks. Daniel Farker is confident Norwich City will rise to the challenge of a hectic spell, even by championship standards. Middlesbrough's lunchtime visit is the first of eight games inside a month that will prove a test of endurance as much as the Canaries' title credentials are concerned. Farker has many of his big hitters back for Borough, but knows he will have to balance the competing demands of keeping his squad intact and continuing to pile on the league points. I trust my whole squad. We know the load in the championships is unbelievable, but we cannot rotate seven or eight players, he said. It is the toughest league in the world, but we handled it 2 years ago, and we're handling it now. I know the fixtures can be a bit strange when they are picked for television, and right now, we face three games in 6 days. Two of them are away and with long travel involved. But rather than complain if we get a poor result, I would rather say so now before the matches. We accept the challenge. It is tough for the players. It is this situation. The weekend brought a 0-0 draw with Middlesbrough and a red card for City player Buendia. Given some of the reaction, you could be forgiven for thinking it was Middlesbrough 4 points clear and Norwich City scraping on the fringes of the Championship playoffs. The Canaries' inability to escape Borough's superbly drilled, suffocating defensive template appears to have exposed a seam of underlying self-doubt in certain quarters. Norwich failed to master a single shot on target. There were some who seek to detect a trend after a similarly anemic effort in the previous FA Cup defeat at Barnsley, a fourth-round exit with essentially a side constructed around minutes for fringe players and missing many of their key actors. Emi Buendia's latest failure to contain his enthusiasm and passion essentially consigned those he left behind to try and protect a clean sheet, a feat they achieved, yet again, in what is becoming the cornerstone of this championship promotion push. The Argentine's suspension for Millwall and a heavyweight collision against Swansea does nothing to aid the cause, but it is not the fatal blow some have started to fret about. Nor is the revelatory teams like Swans and rampant Brentford clash on City's rare failure to stick another league win on the board. That is the essence of the Championship, a seesaw, nauseous ride that tilts this way and that.
Norwich City could be looking for a new shirt sponsor next season after it was reported the government is considering a crackdown on betting sponsorship in sport. Civil servants have warned a ban is being considered as part of a review of the Gambling Act 2005, according to reports, with betting shirt sponsors bringing in an estimated £110 million for Premier League and Championship clubs alone. The Canaries are one of 12 Championship clubs and 8 Premier League clubs whose current shirt sponsorship deal could be under threat, with their kit featuring the logo of Filipino gambling company Dafabet. Norwich City's 3-year deal with the gambling company was said to be worth a record-breaking sum when it was announced. The club's replica kits for children do not feature the Dafabet logo and are instead sponsored by Hethel-based car manufacturer Lotus after clubs agreed not to feature betting sponsors on shirts marketed at children in 2007.
Tributes have been paid to the former British and Irish Lions and Welsh rugby winger Hayden Morris, who has died at the age of 92. The revered sportsman was also the University of East Anglia's first director of sport, with a sports hall on the Norwich City-based campus named after him and a magistrate in the city. Mr. Morris was from Mountain Ash in South Wales, where he learned to play rugby at Mountain Ash Grammar School. He won three caps for Wales between 1951 and 1955, scoring two tries. A Cardiff City RFC player, he was selected for the 1955 Lions tour of South Africa and scored a hat-trick during his debut. But in Norfolk especially, Mr. Morris of Thorpe St. Andrew will be well remembered for his time in the county's university and Norwich courts. A sportsmaster at Barry Boys Grammar School between 1952 and 1960, he came to Norwich in the mid-60s to take over as head of PE at Norwich City College. He began teaching at the UEA in 1968 and retired from his role as the Director of Sports in August 1990. He has been described by colleagues at the university as an inspirational figure.
A woman from Norwich who's dedicated over six decades of her life to netball has been recognised with a National Sporting Award for her loyal and charismatic efforts. Myra Hawtrey of Sprowston was recently nominated for an Unsung Hero Award at England Netball's 2020 Vitality Golden Globe Netball Volunteer Awards. There were 31 award recipients throughout the night, from those giving their services to netball for over 25 years to those who kept the game going during a difficult year. A star-studded evening, which saw more than 750 people watched live, boasted a number of special guests from both within netball and the wider sporting landscape, such as Claire Balding, former Olympic champion Denise Lewis, and England cricket champion and Vitality ambassador Heather Knight. Mrs. Hawtrey remembers playing the sport during her time at Thorpe Hamlet Junior School, and said, "I'd go home for lunch, then run back to school as quickly as possible to play netball for the rest of break." She continued playing at Blythe Girls Grammar School, now Sewell Park Academy, before leaving at 16 to work at Norwich Union before it became Aviva. They had a big sports club there at the time, and you could play every sport there was. I joined the netball club there. At one point, we had five netball teams on the go. That was when I became involved with the Netball League community. In 1960-61, Mrs. Hawtrey became treasurer, a role she maintains to this day. She eventually left Norwich Union and became involved in Wren Netball Club.
A Norfolk athletics coach who lives and breathes the sport has been named England Athletics Coach of the Year for 2020. The award completes a remarkable treble for Mike Utting from Heatherstedt, who was previously named England Athletics Eastern Region Coach for the year 2020 and Active Norfolk's High Performance Coach of the Year in 2016. England Athletics described Mike as an incredibly kind-hearted person who makes athletic fun and engaging. Mike is encouraging, extremely patient, and goes the extra mile to help his athletes. Mike lives and breathes athletics, the winning citation said. Mike, who is currently a coach with the City of Norwich Athletics Club, was also praised for his interest and support for para-athletics. He has coached Great Britain athletes at two Paralympic Games, London 2012 and Rio 2016. The judges also praised Mike for giving his time freely to athletes, other coaches and parents, and anyone needing his support, including running one-to-one sessions.
A Norwich Football League helping men lose weight through the beautiful game and supporting their community has been nominated for a national award. Man v Fat Football has 78 leagues across the country, including in Norwich, which has been running at Thorpe St Andrew School since January 2018. Teams were able to return to the pitch in August after 5 months following the first national lockdown. It's been named one of the four finalists in the organisation's annual awards. In its nomination, judges said about the league, "More than just a fine city, our most easterly Man v Fat Football League in Norwich is setting a fine example of showing that when a community comes together, everyone sees results. Community is a huge part of the Norwich League, and as well as delivering personal results on the scales, just shy of 1,500 kilograms, the guys also love to give back to their community in the form of supporting charitable causes such as donations to the homeless every Christmas, as well as helping their local food banks. It's not the only nomination for the league, with players from Norwich team Leaving Nederland a finalist for Team of the Year.